Welcome to Tension, the Film Noir of the Week podcast. I'm Steve Eifert. Remember to comment about our blog or podcast at filmnoiroftheweek.com or at the Film Noir of the Week Facebook page. This week we crawl out of the desert after surviving the 1953 adventure film Inferno. The 1953 3D survival adventure film Inferno is probably not the first movie you think of when you hear the term film noir. It's a brightly lit color film about a man trying to survive in the desert after being left for dead by his young va-va-voom wife and double-crossing business partner. Donald Whitley Carson III sits behind a rock. The desert sun continues to burn his skin, but that's not what he's thinking about now. He's got a six-shooter propped against a stick. A small, scraggly rabbit is in his sights. Carson forgets about his revenge plans. Now it's about securing his first meal. He hasn't eaten for a very long time. He carefully pulls the trigger. The rabbit darts off, but clearly it's been hit. Carson staggers to his feet. His one leg in a homemade splint slows him down, but hunger drives him forward. Around the bend, he finds his prey, in the mouth of a coyote, who rips his kill as it runs off. Robert Ryan is Carson. It's one of his most unique performances, and he aces it. But is it noir? If you take a closer look at the story, you'll see why it is a film noir. As Eddie Muller recently put it, it's "The Postman Always Rings Twice" in reverse. Leave it to Eddie, the czar of noir and host of Noir Alley at Turner Classic Movies, to describe the film in under 10 words. Inferno is about a young, attractive pair that decide, during a lustful and short relationship, to kill the woman's older husband. And Eddie Muller is right. It's a noir tale told from the perspective of the victim, instead of the killers like Lana Turner and John Garfield in Postman. In this story, the victim, Robert Ryan, proves to be a guy you probably shouldn't mess with. Ryan is one of the kings of noir thanks to the setup, Crossfire, and Odds Against Tomorrow. Ryan plays a rich, allegedly helpless guy that must survive in the desert after being left there by his wife and his lover, whom only started the affair 3 days before the crime. Along the way, this unlikable jerk finds himself and becomes a better person. Sounds corny, but Ryan impressively gains the audience's respect when he slowly stops thinking about revenge and just thinks about surviving. Rhonda Fleming plays his wife, and she's a feast for the eyes. I remember first seeing this film at the Film Forum in New York. I had spent the previous few years just immersed in black and white crime films. To see the queen of Technicolor, in 3D no less, was stunning. Her red hair and amazing color, and they deck her out in the most flattering, colorful outfits they could find. She steals every scene she's in. Future horror director Roy Ward Baker cleverly cuts the film so it's no longer than every 5 minutes the story switches from the scraggly, bearded, broken-leg Ryan baking in the sand and the comely couple drinking and eating in their lavish homes. If you don't walk out of this film hungry and thirsty, you weren't paying attention. The 3D effects are mostly to show how alone and helpless Ryan is in the desert. It does do some of that shooting stuff right at the camera gimmicks 3D films from the classic era tended to do, but mercifully, it's saved until near the end when burning embers of an old coot's home are dropped into the audience lap. Henry Hall, the Werewolf of London himself, plays the old-timer.
Not like killing him exactly.
It's killing him, all right.
We're really safe now.
Oh, they'll still question us, want us to take them back over our route, probably. But it doesn't matter, our tracks are gone.
They'll want you to take them to the Manganese, too.
I'll take them to some, 60 miles from there. It's no good, but there's nothing they can do about it. So I'm a lousy prospector. All we have to do now is sit tight and let nature take its course.
We'll be right back.
Inferno is finally getting a quality release on DVD, and it's got plenty of extras. Make sure that if you do buy it, you get the new release from Twilight Time. It's in 3D, but this film uses the effect to enhance an already strong, compelling story. Film historian Alan Rohde does a commentary track, and his work is always entertaining. Inferno is bright and colorful, but it's a film noir. Thanks for listening. Remember to subscribe to Tension, the Film Noir of the Week podcast at all podcast locations. If you're interested in advertising, contact me at backalleynoir@gmail.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Noir Quote of the Day on Instagram. I'm Steve Eifert.